Police say the shooting of 10 people on Canal Street this weekend stemmed from a personal feud. Reporter Jess Clark has more.
Police say all 10 people shot are in stable condition. Investigators believe the shooting was the result of a feud between people from outside New Orleans. Police haven't made any arrests, but Superintendent Sean Ferguson vowed to track down those responsible.
We will continue to fight to make our city one of the safest cities in the country. We refuse to let these individuals come to our city and carry out a fight and get away with it on our streets.
Ferguson says police are trying to find more video footage of the incident. The shooting happened around 3 a.m. Sunday, while thousands of college football fans were in the city celebrating the Bayou Classic. Two other shootings in the 7th Ward Sunday left at least two people dead and three wounded. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Some type of personal feud is believed to have sparked a mass shooting that injured 10 people at the edge of the historic French Quarter. Police Chief Sean Ferguson stressed that the early Sunday morning shooting was not an act of terrorism. He said the investigation indicates the feud involved people from outside the New Orleans area. But Ferguson had a little more information at today's news conference. No suspect has been identified, and it's unclear if any of the victims were targets. There is a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and indictment in the case. The shooting took place as thousands visited the city for the Bayou Classic, the annual Thanksgiving weekend football game between Grambling State and Southern University. LSU fans will have a chance to take home an unusual souvenir as the football team heads to the SEC Championship. Free slabs of Tiger Stadium sod. LSU Athletics announced that fans can claim their grassy gifts today at the bullpen lot at Alex Box Stadium in Baton Rouge. LSU's 50-7 rout of Texas A&M on Saturday puts the undefeated Tigers up against the University of Georgia's Bulldogs in the SEC Championship game in Atlanta. The Louisiana State Park System is ending a requirement that guests must stay at least 3 nights during weekday bookings at its campgrounds and cabins. The minimum weekday stay ends December 9th across the 21 state parks. The State Park System says the aim is to give overnight guests and campers more flexibility. Louisiana anglers can now fish for red snapper 7 days a week. State Wildlife and Fishery Secretary Jack Montesett signed a declaration of emergency this week to expand the season from weekends only. The Courier reports the bonus season took effect Thanksgiving Day and continues through noon December 31st, or when the state's remaining catch quota, 27,582 pounds, is reached. If you're Cyber Monday shopping, LSU marketing professor Dan Rice has some tips for you before you fork over half a paycheck online. Today's sales will often be marketed as a 30, 40, or even a 60% markdown, but Rice says many times those advertised sales are misleading. Rice says before you buy,
see what the typical prices really are so you know if you see that there's a an advertised really big difference between what it normally is and what it's selling for, that it really is that good a deal.
Cyber Monday deals have many people browsing for toys today, and an expert known as the Toy Guy, Chris Byrne, says many of the highly coveted toys may be limited edition or in short supply, so shoppers are acting fast.
They are buying on the fly, so definitely if you see something you want, buy it. It's not worth saving 10% to be stressed out later on because things are going to sell out.